Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. More small and medium-sized businesses are now eligible for the Canadian Emergency Business Account. Now, businesses and nonprofits that spend between $20,000 and $1.5 million in total payroll in 2019 can apply for the emergency loans. The loan should help with operational costs and immediate needs during COVID-19. To date, more than 195,000 loans have been approved since the portal opened, for a total of $7.5 billion in credit assistance. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
It's a start, but Minister Ng and others have heard from business owners who could really use this help, but who do not fit the current admissibility criteria. So we're going to make some adjustments because we want to be there to support you. Today, we are expanding the Canada Emergency Business Account by both increasing and decreasing the eligibility threshold. Now, businesses who spend between $20,000 and $1.5 million in total payroll in 2019 will be eligible to receive a loan through the CEBA.
The Canadian Emergency Business Account offers up to $40,000 in government-guaranteed loans to small businesses and nonprofits. The $25 billion program was created in March to help cover operating costs for organizations that have seen revenue loss during COVID-19. The loans will be interest-free and up to $10,000 may be forgivable. Business owners can apply for the emergency account through their banks and credit unions. To learn more, visit canada.ca. To help business and commercial property owners with rent, the federal government is launching the Canada Emergency Commercial Rent Assistance Program. The program will provide support with commercial rent costs for April, May, and June. The Prime Minister said Thursday that the government will be working with the provinces and territories on rent governance, and more details will follow soon. On Wednesday, Minister of Health Patty Hajdu announced the launch of the Wellness Canada Portal, a mental health resource to help Canadians during the pandemic. There are tools and applications to help, and there's also the option to connect with a professional by text, telephone, or video conference. Minister of Health Patty Hajdu.
So as of today, all Canadians have improved access to mental health supports through an online resource called Wellness Together Canada. You can check out this new suite of tools at canada.ca/coronavirus and through the Canada COVID-19 app. This resource has different tools available to meet the variety of Canadian needs. Whether it is anxiety, sadness, or substance use, there is something there for you. The options include an online peer community to talk and share and support others. There are also a number of self-help resources to help with anxiety, stress, or other issues. And there are options such as texting, calling, or connecting by video for a session with a professional to address a specific need. I encourage all Canadians to explore Wellness Together Canada, to use its resources, and to reach out virtually to loved ones. Now, more than ever, we need to stay connected.
The portal can be found at canada.ca/coronavirus. Individuals must register and fill out a short form before being redirected to the appropriate resources according to their area of concern or level of distress. As of noon on April 16th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 29,826 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 1,048 deaths. Over 487,000 people have been tested. Across the country, nearly half of the deaths are linked to long-term care homes, the Public Health Agency of Canada confirmed Thursday. 93% of all deaths have occurred in adults over 60 years of age. The Federal Health Agency said that protecting vulnerable populations must continue to be a priority in the fight against COVID-19. Canada's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam.
If the measure of a society is in how it cares for its most vulnerable, this pandemic has revealed the chink in our armor. Long-term care homes and seniors' residences have been severely impacted. But there are other vulnerable groups that urgently need our attention, including people who are experiencing homelessness and precarious housing. Not having a home is a significant barrier to following public health advice, like maintaining physical distancing and hand hygiene, As well, it is important that resources and supports for infection prevention control are in place to protect staff, clients, and guests in shelters. Without immediate action, there will be more outbreaks and avoidable deaths with broader societal and public health implications.
COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 16th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.